Hurricane Ian is now a Category 4 beast. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Sustained winds now to 140 miles an hour.
Devastating storm surge, rain, wind will impact the west coast of Florida and well inland. Storm surge inundation will flood two-story homes at the coast. You don't have a lot of time right now. You know, they say you can hide from the wind. You have to run from the storm surge and the water.
Fox meteorologist Janice Steen says Ian will make a direct hit.
Sometime this afternoon, we think around the Sarasota, Fort Myers area, very vulnerable coastline as well. But all along the coast, even up towards the panhandle, you're going to feel the effects of the storm.
Hurricane warnings also stretch inland up to Orlando. More than 2 million people in Florida under evacuation orders.
A little nervous. A little nervous about what we'll come back to on Friday after we evacuate.
You can buy your things again, and everything will be all right. Just get out of here and keep yourself safe.
There in Hillsborough County, Hurricane Ian will also dump over a foot of rain in some areas and spawn tornadoes. It already did last night near Miami and Broward County.
Tornado warnings went off. Sirens went off. Warnings went out last night. And sure enough, at least two tornadoes did touch down at the Perry Airport, flipping over a couple of private planes.
Fox's Phil Keating. Russia is getting ready to annex four regions of Ukraine. Forces took control of during the invasion after referendum voting ended as expected, with more than 90% of the people there approving becoming part of Russia. Elections the U.S. calls a sham.
We reject Russia's actions unequivocally.
U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Linda Thomas Greenfield. The Senate keeps working on a bill to provide short-term government funding by Friday to prevent a partial shutdown. It cleared a procedural hurdle last night after Democratic Senate Leader Chuck Schumer dropped a provision revising energy permitting.
Senator Manchin, myself, and others will continue to have conversations about the best way to ensure responsible permitting reform is passed before the end of the year.
America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
North Korea has fired off another missile test. That's what South Korea reports ahead of Vice President Harris's visit. She just stopped by a U.S. Navy base in Japan, speaking out against China.
We have witnessed disturbing behavior in the East China Sea and in the South China Sea. And most recently, provocations across the Taiwan Strait.
Critical of Chinese military exercises all around Taiwan in protest to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's trip to the island nation over the summer, China considers that its territory. The buses keep rolling into New York City nearly every day from Texas, carrying migrants who came to the U.S. illegally. Sent by Texas Governor Greg Abbott, a Republican who blames Biden border policies for a record migrant surge this year. New York Mayor Eric Adams, a Democrat, has called Abbott anti-American, treating people as political pawns. He is building a tent site in the Bronx to house migrants. Also surging across the border, drugs that are being smuggled in, especially fentanyl. And the Department of Justice has seized more than 30 million doses of fentanyl in hundreds of investigations.
Attorney General Merrick Garland met with Ann Milgram, who leads the Drug Enforcement Administration, to say,
"We are doing everything in our power to get these deadly drugs off the streets and to save lives."
DEA Administrator Milgram says fentanyl can be disguised as brand name drugs and also produced in rainbow colors.
We believe it is being marketed and aimed at young people.
Milgram points to a pair of Mexican cartels behind a majority of that fentanyl, her agency's mission
to defeat these two cartels
and stem the flow of fentanyl on America's streets. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stocks could fall again. Dow futures down nearly 200 points as markets also drop overseas the day after the Dow hit a new low for the year, losing 125. But the Nasdaq rose 26 points. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.